This is Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. While Republicans wait to find out who their nominee for governor will be, Democrat Colin Van Ostern is wasting no time kicking off the general election. The executive counselor from Concord won the Democratic nomination in yesterday's primary, getting more than 50% of the vote. I spoke with Van Ostern earlier this morning. Colin Van Ostern, good morning and congratulations on the win.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
You talked in your speech last night about how, as governor, you'd leave politics and partisanship at the door. But are there core issues that, as a Democrat, you'd stand firm on and not be willing to compromise?
Sure. There are some things like protecting a woman's right to choose and ensuring women have access to health care that I've been a champion for in the State House. I think we need a governor who will stand up for women's health 100% of the time and not let politics get in the way. And most of my focus is really on what we can do to strengthen our economy, bring and keep young people and young families in our state.
You're seeking to replace fellow Democrat Maggie Hassan, who's now running for U.S. Senate. Are there areas where the state needs to do better than it has over the last 4 years under her leadership?
Well, I think New Hampshire is ready to take the next step forward. I think I've worked closely with Maggie Hassan. She's a great governor. Most of the time we agree. Occasionally we disagree. That's the way things work in New Hampshire. What's important is that we now focus on strengthening our economy, bringing and keeping good jobs, good schools, keeping taxes low. I think those are the things that matter to people's daily lives, and that's what I'll focus on.
As we said, there's still the question this morning about who you're going to face in this election. At last check, Executive Counselor Chris Nunu had roughly 1,000 votes ahead over State Representative Frank Edelblue. Now, you've worked with Sununu on the council, so what's your relationship been like with him, and where do you see some of the biggest differences between the two of you?
Well, we have a good working relationship. I think that's important to be able to work with folks across the aisle. We certainly have disagreed on a lot of the major issues that our state has faced and is facing. I have been fighting for things like implementing the bipartisan expansion of health care, the New Hampshire Health Protection Plan that now covers 50,000 people, including critical drug addiction treatment support services. I've stood up 100% of the time for Planned Parenthood funding, investing more in solar and renewable energy, trying to get commuter rail from Boston up to the central part of the state. Chris has had different views, strong views on all of those, and we'll have the next 56 days to have a robust debate about how we can take the next step forward for our state's future.
I did want to touch on the controversy surrounding the Dartmouth-Hitchcock contract to run the state's mental health hospital. Dartmouth-Hitchcock announcing it would lay off up to 460 employees just days after you and the other executive counselors voted to give them that $36.5 million contract. Did you have any idea that the layoffs were coming? And if not, do you feel that the council was misled?
We were not notified, and I'm disappointed to hear about the layoffs, but I also pushed very hard to make sure that this contract had specific staffing requirements, which frankly can't be relaxed regardless of the layoff. We have specific requirements of how many doctors, nurses, healthcare practitioners, what their experience is, their board certification that must be provided to our state hospital and to other state facilities. And we cannot relax that even a little bit. We have to ensure that patient care comes first here.
Sununu says the state needs to tear up the contract and put the proposal up for bid again. Is he wrong?
Well, I think we need to do what's right for patient care and leave the politics out of it. What's most important, this is a very sensitive patient population. They have good medical care right now. It's important that we keep that care at very, very high standards. But I don't think, disagreements between us and a contractor should stand in the way of patients getting the best care that they need, which is really what we should be focused on here.
Executive Counsel Colin Van Ostern, and now Democratic nominee for governor. Thank you so much.
Thank you.